Why do some marriages fail?
Oh, inulit natin to kasi kanina walang some. Bakit may some? Kasi hindi naman lahat nagfe-fail.
Kasi hindi naman lahat nagfe-fail. Pero in reality, meron talagang mga pagsasama na hindi humahantong sa forever.
Oh, so why do some marriages fail? Pag-usapan natin yan. Or samahan na lang din natin na how can marriage succeed? Ayan. So, welcome to Love Connect Podcast with
The Ko Show.
And thank you for listening to our podcast. We hope that our content is giving value to you, your spouse, your loved ones.
And if you're new to this podcast, we'd like to make a short description about ourselves and reintroduce natin sarili natin. We are Juice and Love Ko Show. We are certified marriage coaches and
book authors
of an award-winning book, Love Connect, The Couple's Language to a Happy Marriage. At makikita nyo rin po kami sa TikTok at The Ko Show PH. And of course, in our Instagram, we do parenting, marriage, and life and faith, of course. So ngayon sa podcast natin, it's fresh every Thursday. So merong mga bagay na pinag-usapan natin dad sa lahat ng mga podcast natin, how to have a happy marriage, how to have a healthy marriage. And yet there are some people who still do message us na bakit yung marriage ko nag-fail? Bakit ako nahihirapan? Bakit kami mag-asawa hindi magkasundo?
Yeah, and what I want to kick off is the part of wherein we learn this, that yung may ano siya, may timeline, no?
Yes.
Nung may timeline yung nakilala mo yung girlfriend mo o yung boyfriend mo, tapos nagpakasal kayo. So it's a good reminder na biglang bakit nag-iba after wedding day.
Pwede nag-iba ka, nag-iba siya, nag-iba kayong dalawa.
Ayan, di ba? So let's go to number one already. Number one is kasi saan ka ba talaga nag-commit? Every marriage is commitment.
Every marriage,
commitment yan, di ba? Pero sino ba talaga yung taong kinumitan mo? Kasi kaya yung iba narilito, they think that nag-commit sila sa isang tao na ito tapos forever.
Yes.
Pero narito sila kasi hindi nila na-realize dalawang klase pala ng commitment. It's either you commit to the person na na-meet mo from the day na nakilala mo siya, naging boyfriend mo o girlfriend mo hanggang kinasal kayo, versus magko-commit ka ba sa taong makikilala mo pa lang after marriage nyo.
Yes.
Kasi the good marriages, great marriages, knows that they will commit not just to the person that they now know before the wedding day, but they're committing to love what they will be discovering from their spouse moving forward.
Yeah, so let's talk about the discovery. Kasi syempre totoo naman that time will really tell kung ano yung klase ng tao na ikaw. And anong klaseng tao yung mapang-asawa mo? Just like with me, dahil first boyfriend ko si Drews, ang dami ko na-discover about myself na, ito pala ako sa relasyon. Ito pala ako as year passes by. Tapos si Drews, makita ko, ganito pala siya mag-handle ng challenges. And then, habang tumatagal yung relationship nyo, ganun din yung tumatagal yung relationship namin, dun mo mas nakikita na ito talaga yung tao na gusto ko mapang-asawa. Taong gusto ko makasama habang buhay.
Oo, kasi minsan yung commitment, naiiba eh. Yung, ayoko na. Di ba? Kaya biglang,
yes.
Suddenly, hiwalayan becomes an option. Para suddenly, wala, nung kinasal kayo o nung boyfriend-girlfriend, wala yung option na yun. But suddenly, nung nahirapan ka na, nakita mo na yung tao na, ayoko nang ganito na, hinto na natin to. But, example sa atin, sige.
Yes.
Sa atin, kasi ako, nag-commit ako, dati kasi nagko-commute talaga ako.
Uy, ako din. Commuter din ako.
nag-commit tayong dalawa.
Lasa natin yun.
Oo, nag-commit tayong dalawa na after wedding, basta we do life together.
Yes.
And then with expectation of what's gonna happen in the future, we're gonna commit to that. Pero alam mo, ngayon ko lang na-realize, hindi ko naman inisip na mag-commit sa kung sino makikilala ko sa'yo eh. Diba? I mean, I'm just thinking about that thought. Nung nag-decide tayo to do things together, do life together, hindi ko naman isip na kukomitan ko kung sino yung madi-discover ko pa kay love. Ang commitment ko is basta magkukomit ako na habang buhay. habang buhay, gagawin natin to. Di ba? Mm-hmm. We'll build our own family.
We'll do life together.
O, siguro, nandun na yun sa konteksto na yun, no?
Yes.
Pasok mo siya sa konteksto na yun. Although, hindi siya nasa naka-forefront na tinatawag natin.
Yes. So, last Sunday after the feast, so we serve in the feast Carmona. So, mayroon kami naka-date na isang beautiful couple. Tapos, nag-usap kami about how they started getting to know each other, ganyan. Tapos, sa course of our conversation, sabi niya sa akin na meron time na nung mag-boyfriend-girlfriend sila, gusto makipaghiwalay ng girl because of some things na nag-grow pa lang sila sa couple eh. Tapos, sabi nung guy, bahala ka, kung gusto makipag-break ka, pero ako hindi ko makipag-break. So, in short, hindi tayo mag-break ever. Mm-hmm. So, sabi nung girl, sige, hindi tayo break. Tapos, tawa kami ng tawa kasi sabi ko, ang sarap ng ganun, no? Kasi, totoo eh, pwede mag-boyfriend-girlfriend kayo, nag-grow pa lang kayo together into being mature couple. Mm-hmm. Hindi talaga magiging option ang hiwalayan pag alam mo sa sarili mo na pumapasok ka sa isang relasyon because you want it to be forever. Then all the more, dun sa timeline that after you said your I do's, that's another chapter in your lives. Mm-hmm. So yun linisip ko na pwedeng mas strong yung commitment ng isang couple nung mag-boyfriend-girlfriend pa lang sila until the day they said I do. Kasi yun yung parang peak ng emotions until kinabukasan makita mo, okay, nasa laundry basket na yung iyo, yung husband mo kung saan pakalat-kalat yung gamit.
Hindi, kasi ang maganda dyan, nung mag-boyfriend-girlfriend kayo, pwede namang you get a glimpse of who your girlfriend is or boyfriend is pag nakita mo sa bahay, dealing with parents, ulong malaking factor yan. Pero hindi mo nakikita yung everyday, sige, nakita mo ba? Ilang araw bago maglabas sa bahay? Totoo, hindi mo nakita. Nakita mo ba kung in 1 week, naglinis pa sila ng bahay, nagwalis ba?
Nakita mo na rin ba yung eating habits niya? Nakita mo na ba yung working habits niya?
Yung bago matulog, di ba?
Ano yung routine niya?
Routine niya, yung mga ganito. So, it's an exciting part. But it should be part of the commitment nung kinasal kayo that I am committed to love this person until the end of my life na kung ano man na ma-discover ko dito as long as, again, yun lang ha, meron lang akong ano doon,
disclaimer.
Kasi sabi nga nila, the for better or for worse, it means may challenge kayo financially, may challenge kayo in doing things, difference. Hindi dapat pasok kasi sa for better or for worse na in-abuse ka, na nagkaroon ng unfaithfulness, infidelity, although it can be the part of, pero it means hindi siya dapat yung part ng kontrata na yun. Diba? So that's number one, commitment. Number two, the thin line that either makes or break a marriage is yung, since we're talking about commitment, how can married people really commit to something na nagulat silang hindi pala okay?
Tanong mo, sagot mo, Brother Drews.
Alright, let's take a break.
Hi, I'm Vanya.
I'm Isa.
And I'm Ayu.
And we know you're enjoying this podcast, so if you're looking for more stuff to listen to or to laugh to, you can try checking out our podcast. Dino naman.
Yeah, my mom told me when I was a kid to always try things at least once before you say no. So you can try to listen to our podcast where we talk about anything and everything that matters to us. As in, kahit ano.
Yeah, so give a listen later after this podcast. Go check us out. Follow us at That Sounds Holy. And we release new episodes every single Tuesday. So try it out.
See you or hear you.
Journey with you.
Feel you.
See ya.
And we're back.
And we're back. It's a good question when you said na may mga deal breakers sa isang relationship eh. And mas mahirap ang isang deal breaker pag natagpuan mo na, pag na-discover mo
pagkasal
na kayo.
O kasi pag single ka, meron kang non-negotiable.
Yes, and yung mga red flags mo,
so,
diba?
Oh, nakita ko pwede pa. Pero sa mag-asawa kasi, hindi na applicable yung, teka lang, kinasal tayo pero meron pa rin ako non-negotiable na pag nakita ng red flag, hiwalayan kita.
Yes.
Diba? So, what can make you commit despite of makita mo? Again, let's just not consider that 3 A's, the abuse, the adultery, and the, what's the other A?
Abuse, adultery, and, oh my gosh, nalimot ko.
Oo, tatlo yan eh. Tatlo yan na pag ginawa sa iyo. Addiction.
Addiction.
Ayan, addiction. Abuse or addiction. Let's remove them from the equation. But if you see something that irritates you, if you see something that suddenly, ito na lagi yung pinag-aawayan. And yung away, nagsimula simple, pero ngayon talagang parang nagiging deal breaker na sa married life nyo.
I think what people don't realize is that when you marry a person, you don't just marry the strengths of that person. You also marry the weaknesses of that person. Kasi in marriage, it is really the relationship that will really test your patience the most. Kasi yan yung time na ang relationship na yan, hindi mo kadugo. Hindi yan katulad ng magulang mo na magiging pasensyoso sa'yo all the time. Hindi rin siya tulad ng anak mo who will really look up to you in a sense na follow ka lang nila forever. Mm-hmm. But in marriage, it's really a test of holiness and patience at the same time. So, nung nag-asawa tayo, ang dami nating na-experience na challenges. And that's when I realized that, si Drews, talagang ano siya, Superman siya kasi meron siyang strengths, meron din siyang weaknesses.
May kryptonite ako.
Ako yun. Pero totoo talaga yun, di ba? And doon nagugulat ang mga tao kasi akala ko strong siya, akala ko pa nagkaroon kami ng challenges, kaya niya. Akala ko magiging good provider siya o akala ko susuportahan ako ng wife ko pa nagkaroon ako ng challenges. Tapos doon na nagkakaroon ng fall or falling apart ng isang couple pag di nila na-resolve at di nila pinag-usapan yung weaknesses na nangyayari sa kanila.
And talking about weaknesses, pag mag-asawa kayo, again, to become one flesh. So, you commit to accept the weaknesses and it's other person's commitment naman to, of course, always, alam mo yung, make the best of your life for your spouse. Hindi pwedeng isa lang yung tumatanggap. Dapat yung isa rin nag-a-adjust. You're not changing your personality, you're changing your bad habits. Kasi, whether you're married or not, that's part of life. The thing about changing is people think it's hindi na pwede, ganito na. The thing about being the best version of yourself is kahit anong estado ng buhay mo, whether you're youth, you're single, you're solo parent, you're married, it's part of life. It's part of life to improve yourself, it's part of life to grow, it's part of life to bring out the best version of what you do, how you think, how you speak, the people you're surrounded with. It's really part of life. So in married life, parte pa din siya.
Yes, a lot of people, ang notion kasi nila is that pag magkasal kayo, yes, to become one, but masyado naging dependent yung isa sa isa, na parang yung success niya, yung success ng buhay niya, yung worth ng buhay niya depends on the partner. Kaya hindi siya nagme-make ng effort to be the best version of him or herself.
And at times, changing for your partner can be like, ba't ko kailangan gawin to para sa asawa ko? Although it's a good thing kapag naisip mo yung, di ba, the same thought can either be a good thing or a bad thing.
Yes. Pwedeng, depends on the person.
Pwedeng, para yes, sa asawa ko, babaguhin ko to. Pero really look at the bigger picture that babaguhin mo yung kasi you really deserve the best in your life.
For yourself.
It will change everything. Suddenly, hindi mo naisipin na kailangan ko magbago para sa boss ko. Hindi ko kailangan magbago para sa asawa ko. Hindi ko kailangan magbago para magbabago ka sa sarili mo. Gusto ng Diyos na magandang buhay mo. And then everything else follows.
I think dun sa 4 hours na disconnectors natin, ang pinaka peak ng isang marriage para mag-fail is really resentment. Parang meron ako napanood na video about a woman who's crying in TikTok. Very known siya sa TikTok na breadwinner siya. And she was crying because she said na for the longest time, hindi niya inisip yung sarili niya. Inisip niya yung pamilya niya, yung mga tao sa paligid niya, pleasing them. Until she realized that I don't want to resent my family for not taking care of myself. Kasi when you take care of yourself, you are taking care of your family even more. Kasi you feel happy about yourself. And it's why I think there are some marriages that also fail. It's because at the end of the day, parang wala na sila mabigay. Nire-resent na nila yung asawa nila or yung family nila dahil naubos na sila, pwedeng financially, pwedeng emotionally. It's because yung gusto mo, tama ka. You want to change or you want to give the best for your family na nalimutan mo na, it's for yourself first. Actually, it's for God first because it's really the road to holiness, diba?
Mm-hmm.
But it's also for yourself. So when you feel like you want to improve about health, about yourself in your working habits, it's really about yourself first. You connect to God, you connect to yourself, and you connect to your spouse.
So in our podcast, you'll listen to different messages about how to strengthen your marriage and also being aware of what weakens the marriage. And in this specific podcast, we're talking about commitment. And yes, what type of commitment? Kasi people don't know, ano nga bang klaseng commitment? I know the word commitment, pero nagko-commit na ako. Sobrang feeling ko, buong buhay ko na kinukommit, kundi naman naayos ang married life ko.
Mm-hmm.
So for today, we're sharing that commitment is committed to, again, accept what is already known and what is not yet known to be discovered.
Yes.
Kasi for example, number one, nung naging maging parents tayo, marami kami discover pa. Paano pag umiksi ang pasensya because of the kids? Paano pag nakikita ni love yung ako sa work ko versus...
Paano pag maraming gastos?
Oh, tapos or yung work ko, tapos pag nakita niya ako mas naging maluwag yung dapat maging disciplinary sa kids. What if nakikita ko rin naman na yung teka lang, bata yan, wag mo nang ganito, pero teka lang.
Snap ako sa
pero patient. Pero pagod naman si love. Ako, parang chess kasi ang marriage eh. Especially if you're... Let's just talk about parenting. Just a part of it. Parang chess kasi yan eh. Sa chess, mas magaling yung mga nanonood. Napansin mo, yung mga naglalaro with pressure, pag nag-chess ka kasi, isip sila. Yung mga nanonood, uy, maganda yung queen.
Spectators.
O, yung mga nanonood, yung queen lagi mo doon. Yung tower. Ay, mali. Yung mga ganun, di ba? Kapag nanonood. When naging spectator ka sa married life mo, habang nagpe-parenting yung asawa mo, nakikita mo yun eh. Pero pag ikaw yung nandoon, iba yung laro. And so, commitment is commitment to accept what you see already, what you'll discover, paano pa naging lola at lola na kayo, and commitment that, hey, I'm gonna make the best out of my life. It's gonna affect my family, it's gonna affect my spouse, our married life.
I like what you said about spectator. And now, there are some marriages that are failing because they are spectators of their own marriage.
What do you mean?
You're not into your marriage. You're seeing your spouse working on your marriage, pero ikaw, nasa distance ka. It's either you're not fully committed, pwede rin naman na napagod ka sa pagiging committed, na hinayaan mo na lang yung spouse mo. Or pwede rin naman that you want to commit but you don't know where to start again.
Spectator meaning
you're not fully present in your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of people who are like that, ha? You are okay, into your work, you are into your phone, you are into parenting.
But you're not into your marriage.
But you're not into your marriage. Ang ganda ng sinabi mo eh.
Oo, ganda niya, no? So for podcast number two.
Hindi
pa tama yan kasi may plano ka sa business mo, sa trabaho mo, may goal ka. Tama yan. Pwede may plano ka, may goal ka for the kids. May plano ka, goal ka for your health o sa food. Pero when you realize, ka lang, wala pala akong plano para sa asawa ko. Wala pala akong goal para sa aming dalawa. In a way, may date ba kami this week? Kailangan ko bang kausapin siya this week? Kailangan ko ba mag-sorry this week? Masaya pa ba kami? Masaya pa ba siya? Connected pa ba kami when it comes to kaming dalawa lang? Kung hindi namin isipin yung kids, kaming dalawa lang. How are we doing? So, it's another commitment that you have to commit on. That's number three. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. We're leading to the number three message already. Now, don't just be a spectator. Be part of it. Sabi nga, nag-awa yung...
Be in it.
No?
Yes.
Kasi dalawa nga kayo eh. Ang hirap naman yung isa lang yung... Sa trabaho, pwedeng isa lang. Yung isa support.
Mm-mm. But you're still working because you have two different roles.
Oo. Pero sa married life, hindi pwedeng isa lang yung lumalaban sa married life.
Parang sex lang yan. Kawawa naman kung isa lang.
Di ba? Ang ganda nito. So you have to be in it. Kasi parang, alam ko yan eh, yung may party, nag-usap yung chicken and yung pig. Sabi ng chicken, I'll give my eggs. Sabi ng pig, I'll give my meat.
Okay.
And so, anong nangyari? Si chicken,
umire.
Egg lang.
Oh.
So, di ba? Si pig naman,
nag-save siya ng life. Nag-sacrifice
talaga
siya.
So, iba talaga yung committed ka.
Nakakaiyak naman.
O, iba yung involved ka versus yung sa ano ka lang. Parang, sige lang, go lang. Hmm. Spectator ka lang ganito. But in marriage work, we're all
because
called...
Because of that, I will not eat pork anymore.
but in marriage work, we're all called to be like that. We're not just called to give your eggs, meaning just give your money, just give your whatever products or fruits of what you're doing. But you're meant to to give your all, to be really part of it, to be really in it.
Beautiful.
Diba? So, thank you for joining the Feast Carmona podcast.
Yes, please do join us every Sunday. We're in the Feast Carmona Manila Jockey Club, Carmona Cavite, second floor po yan.
And also, kung malayo kayo, you can visit us one time or join us online every 9 a.m. ang Holy Mass, 10 a.m. ang Worship and Talk every Sunday.
At the Feast Carmona Facebook page.
Yes. Okay.
Ayan.
So, closing this podcast, ano ang...
We don't want any marriage or any life relationship to fail, not even parent children or friendship, but sometimes we don't really control things.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want other people naman to suffer because of different factors in life, but what we want you to know is that it's not yet the end.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like there are signs already of your marriage falling apart, pero kung kaya pa siya ma-save and both of you are committed or willing pa, mm-hmm, na i-work it out, please do so.
Yeah. Yes. And I think it's a good thing that you talk to each other. Again, reflection questions tayo. Number one, coming from me, is that magkamustahan kayong dalawa. Kung meron life audit, have a marriage audit, how are we now? How's our commitment? Diba? You check on your commitment. Nakapag-commit ba ako sa mga na-discover ko sa'yo? O ang commitment ko hanggang dun lang sa pagkakakilala ko sa'yo na mag-boyfriend-girlfriend tayo hanggang kinasal?
And to continue that conversation, you ask each other, how can we set our marriage for success? Because maybe you are thinking of so many ways to make this marriage a mess or failure, but focus on the things that will make it a successful one.
Yeah, and we'd love to hear from you how this message blessed you, how this message helped your married life, and yes, ano yung mga discovery nyo. Uy, okay to ha. Please feel free to message us, connect with us, share this podcast to your friends, share this podcast to your communities. May mga couple communities ba kayo dyan na kailangan nila ng content that's gonna help them? Please allow us to be a blessing to
and
them.
And konting
well,
plug lang, the Big Bad Wolf book fair is now back. And we will be there on June 25 at after lunch.
Yeah.
We'll post more details about that. But of course, please follow at Facebook's PH for more details.
And follow us at The Co-Show PH sa Instagram and Facebook because we'll also post it there,
yes,
para makita kita tayo.
Yeah,
we hope
thank
to
you
see
very
you
much. Love connects. Name thank of, you, the Abundance Network.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for the gift of married life. We thank Lord God because ikaw ang pinaka-committed sa amin.
Yes, sir.
And we pray that you bless all couples, all those who are in a relationship listening to this podcast. Lord, bless them. Give them the humility and the heart to do anything and everything that will bless their family life and their married life. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. The Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Love connects.